Welcome to On The Table Podcast. We run this mother.
Okay,
still calling this episode it's, 7.
But because I am on episode 7.
Okay.
So that's all that matters.
That's all he remembers.
Oh, man.
Episode 7.
You and me tonight, we are starting it. Okay, anyway, welcome to On The Table, everybody. My name is Tseppy, but I don't roll solo dolo.
I'm Khumutso, DJ Black Velvet. Yes.
And Kina, the ghost lady.
Hi, ghosty.
Scratch that. I'm ghost lady.
Did you call yourself by name?
Yes. Ariki Kanye.
Paising 101. What part of the game is that?
I know. It's fine. No. Let's just continue.
Yeah, kubega.
Carry on.
We literally.
Carry on.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Ladies, it's another table. And another conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this one. I'm very excited about this one.
You're excited.
Because I aspire to inspire before I expire.
Wow.
To be a baby mama. And to cause baby mama drama. That's what we're talking about today, right? We're talking about baby mama drama.
All right.
Are you that person? Are you like me? Are you inspiring to expire before you expire to inspire? Okay, you know what I mean.
But
okay, let's start.
So, like, how far are we going? When we say baby mama drama, is it just the pestering the baby daddy 24/7, or now we are going to as far as like you are literally bringing the baby inside the issue, like inside your issues?
We are all going, of it.
We're going
all of it.
All the way.
All of it.
All
because
of it.
The way there's baby mama drama, there isn't a cap.
Agnesco,
you are going all the way.
You're going all the way.
She would definitely know. She has her own baby daddy drama. Or had. Do you still have?
So it's like baby
to COVID,
mama.
It's a bit quiet because courts are closed.
Why did he die? Oh, I thought he died of COVID.
No.
Would you be glad if he did?
No.
Oh shit.
It's not that deep.
Oh.
I'm that kind of baby mama. Is he dead? Make sure he's dead. Okay. No, let's talk. Let's start.
It's easy to talk when you don't have that baby. You have one.
It's easy.
I think that's another thing.
I have a dog, and you know I have a baby daddy for my dog.
Okay.
Sure.
Are you guys still together?
We don't have
still
joint together? Custody.
Mm-hmm. Are you still together?
But it's not the same thing. I don't like describing the same. Yes, I don't like describing that because it's not the same. Let's talk about
same.
It. Okay.
Yeah.
Baby mama drama. What do you understand of baby mama drama, Ghosty?
My understanding, and which I'd say kind of I'd probably be, is, you know, the one who becomes a problem to the new lady in the baby daddy's life.
Is the drama.
That's the drama I like. That's the one I like. Like,
oh my God. We've actually, most of us have had that, right? Of the drama, the baby mama on yourself.
On you. No, it's not about the baby. It's not about him. It's you. The fact that you took my place. Hi. You're not rest, girl.
That's one thing I know. For me, so can I tell my story?
Hey, ma.
Okay.
You understand this?
Well, for me, it's never about the kid. Or the kids, or whatever it is that you guys are co-owning or co-created. It's never about that. It's more of a, like she said, yo, who are you bringing into my place? Where Zhang and like, who do you think you are? Do you think you can just, when I contributed to this thing that you now call a baby?
Okay.
Well, I understand. So ish.
So did you have that before? Has that happened to you before?
Yes, but it was the first time I experienced it. And the fucked up part is I was pregnant when it started.
Oh shit, so you were baking to be a baby mama. Okay, wait, I'm telling here. Before we go to your story, Khumutso, because I think your story is very loaded and we need to hear it.
Boy. Okay,
but now I need to know right now, have you guys ever caused drama? Now you're baby mamas, I get it. Or King, we're not baby, you're not baby mamas, you call yourselves? Mothers of children, King, so.
We are mothers.
Without a child, I'm that girl with
a dog. I'm a baby mother. Baby mother. Yeah. I'm a baby mama, man. It's a baby. You've given birth to a child.
I mean, you're married.
You're a baby.
No,
that
title cannot be. I'm the wife. I reside in the household.
Born.
Like, no one is taking the place. No one will shall. I go call a Operation Kudluzu, ma'am.
Oh, you think you're a mountain when that's your problem?
Bona.
This mountain.
Bona, what's up, you so love? Okay. Let's talk about your story again. You've had baby mama drama. No, you've had baby daddy drama.
Yo,
baby daddy drama. If you guys think baby mama is the worst, yes, wait until you experience baby daddy drama.
What
so what had happened, like I said, we were together for a long time, had a child together, we broke up. Ne? After breaking up, guy disappears. A whole 6 months disappears, doesn't give a ass about a child, doesn't check up on the child, doesn't do anything. Well, I'm also at fault because at that point, I didn't care much, you know. And that's where we get it wrong. A lot of us females, we forget. This is not about you. This is not about the guy. This is about the kid who also has a right to get to know the other side of, you know, the family.
Okay.
So, okay, I played my part there. Didn't care much. I got pregnant like about 8 months after our breakup.
How?
Hey, and I think nigga didn't take it quite
What do you
nicely.
Mean you got pregnant 8 months after your breakup? I need your math to make sense to me.
8 months after our breakup. So the guy.
Were you 1 month pregnant?
No,
when you guys broke up?
I was about to deliver, guys. I was like 7 months, 8 months into the pregnancy when the drama started.
I'm very confused.
Okay, well.
I broke up with guy. And it's,
yes. Were you pregnant when you broke up?
No.
Okay.
Got into another relationship.
Got into my current relationship.
Yes, oh. Okay. The moving on queen. Teach me how.
We move. Okay. This train must go. Oh, I cannot tell our rumors. Give them. Chance.
Oh.
Okay. Anyways, got out of the relationship.
Sure.
6 months into the relationship. Hey, what's a guy's condomize?
I mean, abstinence is better, but here we are.
Here we are.
This is 6 months later into the relationship, 7 months around there, I get pregnant. Yeah. Ne? Yeah. He doesn't find out about it. He doesn't do anything about it until my baby shower on Facebook. So he finds out through
Facebook.
But
why didn't you tell him that you were pregnant?
We are not talking with this guy. Remember, this guy disappeared from like Ohio in my life.
So were you able to tell him, though, that you are pregnant?
No. For what?
Mulato. No?
Okay. Listen, Tepi, the guy who's bringing the drama is the first guy.
Oh, okay.
The baby daddy. I'm baby following. Daddy number one.
Mm. Okay.
He's the one that's bringing the drama.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Baby number two is fine.
And wait,
are you following?
Baby daddy number one.
Baby daddy.
Yeah, bringing
baby
the
daddy
drama.
Number one. He's the one who's coming with
the drama.
Yeah.
Is this with the for also at the kid out that he has with the other woman?
No. Yeah. Him. Wait again. Get confusion. Guys, let me clarify. Let me clarify, ne?
I think there's 10 baby baby mamas in this.
There's one baby daddy. Remember with me, it's baby daddy drama. It's not baby mama drama.
Yes.
So I'm saying I got out of a relationship.
Confused, no, but she's confused at how many children there are in this equation.
In this relationship.
Right now, there's two.
Okay.
Okay, you see, all
right.
That's
right now, there's two. I'll talk about the third. The two are my blood.
Oh.
Right. The two are my blood. Okay. The third is my, you know.
Stepchild.
Right. Okay. So, guys, baby daddy number one, we break up. This guy, we both don't care, man. We don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So he finds out through Facebook because, you know, I post like, and it's not even my post. People posted baby shower ya khomotso.
Oh.
This, hey, motherfucker went crazy. He's like, this bitch, utakai o, and she's now pregnant. It's fine. So he finds out I'm pregnant.
I'm sorry, but he's been here for like 7 months. Yeah?
It's fine. Then he finds out, he brings the drama. That's where the drama. And when the drama comes, guys, we are not talking. I get saved by the courts.
Whoa.
I am denying baby daddy. Mwana.
Oh.
How are you denying a person a child?
That's not born yet.
No, Tepi. We're talking about baby daddy number one.
Okay.
The child exists. Oh. There's one in my tummy as I'm getting served.
Oh,
to
wow.
say, this bitch. Tepi. Okay, let's talk. Let's leave her.
Yeah, I follow. Right, yeah. She also wasn't following. She mustn't act like she knows what's going on.
Were you not following?
No, I'm here now. I'm here. I understand.
Oh,
God. I understand.
Guys. Now that you've
so we're being served. We got served.
Sure. Yeah, I get served. I get served with a court order. Hooray, when you are wanted in court, you're denying this guy his access to the child. And I'm like, how? When I don't even know where you are. We're not talking. Like, how? Well, I understand. That's the drama. Oh, guys, fast forward. COVID happened. I was like, tiku ya pila, enkosi bethu nana. But we did have a parental
plan.
Mm. Yeah, a parental plan.
Refocus, Musluna.
Mm. Refocus.
Was it written by the court? No.
Yeah. Remember, Kire, I got called into court to come.
Do not remember, friends. I don't remember. Next, I don't
no,
remember.
No, no, no. We do have a parental plan. We do have a parental plan. Okay. Mara, the drama, guys. He doesn't even follow the parental plan. That's the drama we're talking about. Oh, how far do you guys take it with this thing?
Yeah, so this is someone who went to the court system, in like just to do you dirty. But when now it's actually having to play daddy day by day, he does not perform.
Okay. It's not about the money. It's not about you guys not taking care of your kid. It's about your presence. It's about you following it through. I get what you said. You want to be a dad.
Yeah.
You are bringing the drama. You are telling me and my unborn baby and my current, you guys ain't shit. I'm going to show you what I'm about.
Sure.
And then when the time comes for you to play daddy, So that's the drama. And with other people, it's different. It's about, you've moved on. Or, what the fuck? Without me, I'll show them. Sure. It's deep. We don't know what causes the drama. That's
people
why
just become spiteful.
People become spiteful and they bring kids into it.
Okay. So now, your drama is hectic. So when court room when I
show? Courtroom, ki boni magistrate, ki boni.
Is it like the regular? I mean, I've never been to a court before. I mean, bitch has never been arrested. Thank God. You know, no baby mama. So is it like a general court, like a usual?
It's a family court.
Family court.
It's a family
like
court.
Like a setup. Is it what we see on TV? No.
For criminal courts, that's what you see on TV. But for family courts, it's different.
It's like you're somewhere in the office.
Yeah, you're somewhere behind the back doors at court somewhere because they have to make it child friendly.
So the child can be comfortable.
It's so small. It's very small. It also depends which courtroom you're at, I guess.
But you see now with a situation like Khumotso, right, where this guy has been MIA, then years later you come back and child is maybe a little bit grown, right? Maybe it could be 4 years, could be 10 years, could be over. Now you want to come and you want to be a baby daddy.
Ish.
You want to come and you want to father. And I'm saying absolutely fucking not. Kehana, you know, because my child doesn't know you. And also, you are quite an inconsistent person in my child's life. So how do we work that out? Does that make me a dramatic baby mama by saying no? I'm not necessarily denying you access, no. But I'm saying your inconsistency scares me. And I don't want my child to be exposed to inconsistency.
Can I tell you something?
Does that make me a bad person?
Eish, guys, through the court system, for me, the experience was that, yes, it does. Because they will constantly remind you that it's not about you. It's about the child.
So you also thinking of the child as well, I guess.
You're thinking of the child as well, but you're coming across as this mother who is not wanting to give access. We are talking about the court system. Guys, angikhulumi ngani laba ugwatele ukuthi saka jola no Puleng wase next door. Asikhulumi ngalabo, guys. Sikhuluma ngama issue asirasla.
Fuck Puleng.
Make Puleng's life miserable.
Yeah, Puleng. Well, come into your house.
You're making Puleng's life miserable. You're bringing the drama.
No.
You are. They will tell you the rights of your child. Your child has a right to know their father. I remember being told, deal with it.
Okay, actually, that's what I want to ask, right?
Jesus.
Is that when do you take responsibility? Because now he had to find out on Facebook that you are pregnant. Where was your part in telling him that you actually left a seed, you know, because your wax left something. It's like if I was playing around your garden and then there's a tree growing, you should tell me. Like, hey,
no, Ghosty, with my issue,
man, that's the wrong analogy, but okay.
With me,
because you can cut
the
tree.
Was already there. My tree was alive when we broke up. He knew about the tree. The tree was alive. With me, the tree was alive.
Mm-hmm.
He knew the tree. The tree he didn't know was this one.
Yeah.
The coming one. So he knew he had a child. When we broke up, he knew he had a child.
And he was already not active then.
Already not active. When we broke up, he broke up with me and the child. And that was it. So
he got triggered, obviously, seeing the
he
post.
He got triggered.
Uh-huh.
Yo, guys.
See, that's then my question. That's what I'm asking. Does that make me a dramatic baby mama when I'm denying you access based on that? And it's not necessarily me denying you access to the child. It's your behavior that's making me realize that your inconsistency could affect my child.
And
your inconsistency raises up childhood traumas, right? Mm. We live with childhood traumas where children are like, my dad is going to come fetch me today. Mm. And you get child ready. Daddy is coming. Daddy's going to fetch you. Then daddy doesn't come because daddy's as consistent. I mean, he was inconsistent in the relationship and he's just as inconsistent now that he has a child. So me saying, no, you're not going to see this child. Does that make me a bad person? Does that make it a baby mama drama? Does that make it about me and not necessarily about my child because I'm protecting
them? But that's
it?
What you kept, they keep on reminding you at the court. It's not about you.
So that's what I'm saying, Huri. Every weekend, say, or maybe every second weekend, you're saying you're going to come fetch the child and you don't. And my child is ready and is dressed. And every time gets disappointed that awuzi. And I'm saying, akisabata kabana baka. Because you are actually traumatizing them. You are making them, you're giving them baby daddy issues. Yeah. And I'm trying to protect them. Does that make me a dramatic person?
Maybe that's
on the basis
you call
of
the elders.
You should call the elders. Mara kikupa ufa tip. Yamana the moment you say bana baka, you in court, wajiwa kel. Hutiwa ubayenza only one. Hasiba how? You can't say my child. You can't say my child. It's our child. So you have to be very careful about what you say in front of the family advocate. Like I said, can I talk to the women that use kids as weapons? You women that are using kids as weapons, you're making it difficult for women that are actually doing what they are supposed to be doing as mothers. To your point, you have every right to say, ke wa ka nwana a ke re ke mogodisitse wena o decided lo dlala black mam patile wa tsamaya wa etsa ntho e etsang. You decided to do that. I decided to carry on being a parent to this child. Oh. And then ge a fitlhe hepuleng, who's going to decide hore na ke tlo bapala ka nwana a nye go zumbona mtwana, when there are actually good men out there that are actually doing what they're supposed to be doing. They are being fathers to these children. The baby mama drama, go di court. They don't care who you've been taking care of this child or not. And I'm sorry if some
of you... Do
you feel
you were failed by the system there?
I know, No. You need to know how to speak for yourself.
It's cool. This is where English comes to play.
Okay.
Besides it's cool, guys. Know your stuff. It doesn't help to go to court and say, I've been taking care of this child. Bring the evidence.
Receipts.
You're paying the medical aid bills. Bring the evidence. Receipts. This motherfucker, whether she's the mother or he's the father, screenshots, bring that. You can't just appear court and be like, I birthed this child and now this guy wants this child. Bring receipts.
Bring receipts.
And you had those.
No, I had receipts.
And that helps you.
And it also helps for you to have an understanding to say, Vele, Mara, honestly, it's not about me.
Yeah.
You have to have the understanding. No, Vele. Truth be told,
so you said, in the midst of your anger,
in the midst of your anger,
you need to know and reel it back and say, it's, you know what, it's about the child and it's about the child's happiness.
It's about
because
the child's happiness.
Needs both parents.
They
what's
need
about I'm gonna live too.
But this is the thing
when they go to creche and the other one's daddy, I'm waiting for my daddy to collect.
Curiosity,
where's my
daddy? Listen, so I mean. Mutso, you've mentioned something around the part where you're saying women are using their children as weapons. All that is very subjective for me, right? I feel like it's a subjective conversation because what I do to protect my child, you might feel I'm using it as a weapon. So what you do for your child, I might feel you're using it as a weapon. Mm. So what do you mean when you say when you use your child as a weapon, that is a problem? What does that mean?
As a weapon is, okay, for instance, in my case, the reason it was never about the child to begin with, he went as far as saying, "Kitlo bonds, you'll never be happy with. You'll never be, well, understand. Or now it's no longer about the child. What has my happiness got to do with
that?
What are you trying to do with my current relationship? What are you trying to do? Are you saying, utlong frustrate or rebe rekhauhane le motho o? What are you saying? Well, I understand. So when I say weapons, it's like the reason this guy is here in the first place or the reason this woman is here in the first place is because of the child. Yes. If ke batla go use ngwana as a weapon, ke tlo founela ka 12 and be like, umntana o tsuqa le khuluma now. Because ke a tseba ro robetse le tshepi. Umntana o khuluma le baba ka 12 wa wentse jwang.
But wasn't that part of your parenting plan? Your parenting plan doesn't... Parenting plan
king.
What is a parenting plan and what does it involve?
So a parenting plan... Guys, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an expert. I'm just speaking from experience.
From your experience, absolutely.
A parenting plan, we sit together. We decide, okay, this child is going to go to this school. Who's responsible for what? You're responsible for the child... weekends, ne? You're picking up the child weekends, you make sure that they're fed, they're clothed, they have extra activities that they need to do. You are in charge of that. Is our tea finished?
It's fine, carry on.
You have to make sure
yes,
you have access to telephonic access. You can call the child on Wednesdays. Don't be calling the child Gadi Friday knowing very well or I'm DJing a Friday and then Utori Humuto doesn't want to give the phone to
the child.
You know you're supposed to call the child on a Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. You have a full hour. It's not my responsibility to make sure unali airtime. You have to call the child.
Sure.
Well, understand. Oh. If you say, Akina airtime, you communicate.
Kate, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Shem, skepselo, explain ile. Let me load airtime so the child can speak to the father.
Okay.
That's the parental plan. You go as far as discussing or planning out the child's life, at least up until they can make their own decisions. Mm. Until they can decide, oh no, this weekend I don't want to go
to this is also custody of the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the parental plan. Okay. So imagine being called on a Friday, kikwako rockets, you're like, baka welewanaka. That's the weapon. That's the drama. And when you get to court, you're not going to say, Kimufonete while she was playing Omunye Pesgo Omunye. You're not going to do that. You're going to say, this bitch.
You're not
going
to say she was at work. So she was also unable to.
Yes, because that's your word.
Yeah.
To top it, to add the cherry on top. Agachivi. That time you are DJing. You are working.
You're working.
But
obviously you say your type of work and what you do, right?
Yeah. Bring the evidence. Bring the receipts. It's not enough for you to say I'm a DJ. They want to know, okay, you're a DJ. What do you do?
So what would your receipts be? Would it be
invoices,
like pictures?
Oh, Instagram, live videos, whatever it is. What?
So I once went on Twitter, and I saw a whole lot of people who were talking about how they told their baby daddies that they were pregnant. Some obviously ghosted. Obviously, that makes it sound like it's a normal thing. No, some ghosted and some then decided that they're not going to be involved in the situation. Mm-hmm. Some just saw that, you know what, but then would come. Oh, some would be quite supportive, all right?
Yeah.
And then when it comes to the birth of the baby, they are not there.
Mm.
And they're not there for quite a long time. Then they come back. Mm-hmm. And when they come back, you are the one who needs to come and accept them. So for those who are not causing drama, what's a piece of example? Let's say I cause a drama.
Yeah.
Say I'm the girl who's quite high all the time and I'm cool. You know, I'm like, you know, I want my child to know their dad. I want my child to have a big part. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
How do we make that work? Because there are a lot of people who do that. And there are a lot of times where I know mothers want their children to know their fathers. Whether they come 5 years after, whether they come 20 years after, point is they are there now. Mm. So how do we get to that point where, is it fair also for the mother? I think that's the question that I ask. Is it fair for me to, on the same day, to say, oh, you want your child? Okay, come. Sit down and let's have your, you know, is it fair? Is it fair? And does it make me a less caring mother if I open my heart as easily as what people think? You know, you shouldn't be letting your heart that open so quick because he's been gone for so long.
Mm-hmm. Is it fair, Ghosty?
I think, you know what, it is fair, but it has a lot of layers to it.
Mm.
And I think this is where things need to start. It's with honesty from the beginning.
Mm.
And in order to, and not necessarily that this honesty will now, you'll avoid the issues of having your baby daddy or baby mama dramas. But I think it's, if I know we have a child together with, let's say, Mesh, we have a child.
No, wrong example, wrong example. You don't have a child with Mesh, you have somebody else, cool.
Okay, me and Neo have a child, right?
And
now we're no longer together.
Mm.
I believe that in our moving forward, we need to be honest. If I go into another relationship, I need to be honest and put my child first to the whoever I'm with. Same as Neo as well. If he's in a relationship, he needs to be honest. He must not be playing the hide and seek games, dating women, and then you lie about that you have a child with ghost lady, right? Because now when there's issues where I have to contact him about the child, that's when he's dodging. Or there's, and then now I become spiteful towards the other woman. You see when those games start happening. Whereas if we're open from the beginning, like we are getting into a relationship, I'm with so and so. Well, not necessarily that you have to report, but because of the honesty that we need to create for this child that we have, this child must be happy when they're in the, when they're with you, mm. in, with your family, and they're with me, with my whoever new family. You understand? Mm. So I think it's the honesty part where we have to have from the beginning. When we start, as we move forward, we need to be like,
okay,
yeah.
Completely,
yeah,
transparent.
Completely transparent to one another.
Is what will work.
Yeah.
Do you agree with this one?
Yeah, I agree with it. In fairness, I do. But also in answering your question to say, is it fair that you've been taking care of this little one and all of a sudden Mr. Blackman Batile shows up?
Sure.
And it's not fair. It's not fair.
Tell me why.
The reason I'm saying it's not fair, it's not only not fair on you, but it's also not fair on the child. Because remember, when this person comes back...
But you
back,
see, we can't say not fair on the child because now dad has come back to make right. To
listen,
try and make right.
But here's where the unfairness comes from,
okay,
when I say on the child. Mm. This child is used to a certain way of life. This child is used to... How to be? And remember, we teach kids, don't talk to strangers. He's, as much as kid DNA, he's a stranger or she's a stranger to this child. This child has to now adapt. Put yourself in the child's shoes and you say, baby, ki weekend now. Are we going to meet Samsoni? Go Jimiston Park, right? Wana khamutsebi Samson. And then you expect the child to get there and play with Samson. You have to, it needs to be an easy, steady introduction.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
just doesn't happen like that. Mm-hmm. And a lot with the drama, they expect oh, it's going to happen like
just
that.
Just like that.
Where what do if we, the child has special needs?
Yeah. When do we...
What if the child has special needs?
Funny
then
you
what?
Say that. I'd mentioned that there's a story of a friend of mine who has a child, right?
Yeah.
That is of special needs. And with that, she then said, I cannot let you take care of this child because number one,
you don't know how to.
Yeah. You don't attend any of the therapy sessions that our child has to, you know, has to attend. That means that's how you will know how to take care of our child, you know? So things like how you take, how you know, little things of there's a little bit of a routine with this. This is how you would do it. So I cannot allow you access to my child on that basis. So if you can attend therapy sessions with me, you're more than welcome to have her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does that also make her a baby mama? Dramatic person.
You're asking it's very fair what you're asking for.
But unfortunately, on the level of thinking that the other party is at, if the guy is a person that, or the lady, is a person that you can actually sit with and have that kind of mature conversation with and they get where you're coming from, then good for you. But if a guy is some Tom, Dick and Harry, who's just there to make you miserable, chances are it will make you a bad person, even go caught. That's
ladies,
the unfortunate part of it.
Do you feel like you've got drama?
Not anymore. Kovivi. Not anymore.
Let's do a young quiz quickly. And I'm going to do that because you two have children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So whoever is trying to not use a condom with me, you might not want to do that. Okay. Let's mash.
Mash. That's why examples.
Okay. So I have a quick quiz that I'm going to quiz you guys on whether or not you are dramatic baby mamas.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to start with you.
Yes.
Okay, let's start. Question one. Your baby daddy calls and says that he can't get to the baby today because he has work and he's working overtime. So what do? You A, you understand that he's just trying to make a better life for himself, which means that yours and the kid will also be better as well. Two, you don't sweat it. You make arrangements with someone else to watch the kid and you keep it moving because we keep it moving. And number three, you curse him out for being inconsiderate and for your plans of the day to be messed up. Example, so you become angry and your plans are shot. Or the last one, you act like it doesn't bother you at all. Then you call his boss. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's dramatic.
And ask for his schedule.
What?
All right. Then ride past his job and look for his car. You just know that crap was a lie and he just wants to go party. You are, that sounds like me. Yeah. Shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What would you choose?
All of the above.
No,
understand,
I'm
but
100% the last option. Why am I? Okay.
I'd go with the first one. I'd go with the first one.
You understand?
Yeah, Mara. Yeah, I understand. Let's keep it at I understand.
How many times has this happened?
Yeah, context. How many times has it happened?
I'm not context. I get a galibuti some.
Okay, I'll go with one. I'll understand.
Second question. You and your baby daddy have been talking about getting back together. Then you see him out with another girl at the movies. So what do? You walk over and say hello. You're not officially back together. I get it. You're talking about it. So there's no reason for you to be upset.
Yeah.
I get. Mm-hmm. So what do? You act like a civilized person and you say hi to this lady and you speak and you're nice people.
Is this number one?
That's number one. Yes. Okay. Number two, you don't say anything. You act like you didn't see them and it doesn't bother you. He's probably using her since you won't let him sleep with you because I got all that black man, but he's nothing to you for now. Or B, you immediately go over, confront him. Who does he think he is playing with your emotions? And if she has something to say, you'll slap the shit out of her too. Or the last one, you ignore them. You ignore them for the time being, then call him 20 times to tell him that he needs to come over now to talk. And finally play the baby is sick card and get him away from that.
Baby as weapons. If he was my current, I'd definitely call him.
Araba question. Why?
Listen, Kiri, my ex, I wouldn't care. Mara, this current one, if he became the ex, I would call him 20 times and say the baby's sick because we have to get back together.
I like to confront.
That sounds I'm coming to you, ghost lady. I'm coming to you. We're going to have the same thing. Oh. I need to know your answers.
My current, I'll definitely call you like 20 times, right, boo, now. And tell you the baby is sick. I'll call you at 2 and say, baby, mtwana ukhuluma nawe because, hey, bona.
Umntwana uluza ihope. Sicela iwalati.
Sicela iwalati.
Okay, question 3. You call your baby daddy's cell phone one day and let him know that when you're having your baby's party, right? Mm-hmm. Your birthday party. But his number has been changed and he failed to tell you. So what do you do? A, you're upset, but figure if he didn't give you his new number, you're not going to break your neck to find him. So it's his loss, which is what you did with the baby. But anyway, that's cool.
Yeah.
B, you are upset, but something must be wrong. He would never cut you off like that. You call him at his job to find out if he's okay. I'm not going to allow anything is possible. Or B, C. Oh, no, he didn't. Okay. He must be fucking some kind of bitch. And he doesn't want you to know that. So that's why he's changed you. You ride around his usual spots looking for him. And when you find him, you blow up and you say he won't get away with this shit. That sounds a lot like me. And the last one, he wants to be a smartass. Oh, okay. What you're going to do, you're going to go to his mama's house, get his new number from her, and she'd never deny her grandkids contact to their daddy. What you going to do?
Coasty, what do you do?
Okay, it's fine. Because
you go to the baby mama place.
Yes.
Konje, what are the options? No.
Mina, we have an agreement. I'm by you for life.
That's true, though. We have a kid.
I need to know everything.
Marami, I wouldn't go out of my way to find you. I'm sorry. Like you said, I did it. I'm that girl. Me, I keep it moving.
I don't believe in present fathers. I believe in present daddies. So I'll make you present by force.
Me, I wouldn't. You disappear, guy.
So which answer? You see why I'm saying I was asking her first? Because now I'm confused.
I told you I've done it. Me, you disappear. Mm. But it's based on the ex. But if this current was the ex, I would go to the mama. Because no, I'm sa. No relationship.
Boyfriend, I can't phone it. Oh, shit. He's buzzing me. Oh, that's so cheap.
Wow.
Okay, Mash, sorry. I was lying there. Okay, you're upset.
And you still want to be a baby mom?
No,
I'm not going to.
With the ex, I don't care.
Of in dotek bazai.
Hey, whoa.
I'm saying with the ex, le, on kisetang matatang kisandi court, I don't care. But with this one,
just give me a conclusive answer. Gari,
I am going to Nomsa's house. Nomsa, ngicela mana bomtanako. Sifuna ukukhuluma.
Nomsa ke manki mo hi.
Yes, bona bile ke ditsho. Mira WhatsApp ana, we play WhatsApp.
Me right now. Okay, four.
Tell me WhatsApp.
You're on a date with a cutie you hooked up with from work. Okay, when and hey DJ Bangat. Okay. Things are going smooth. Then he asks if you can spend the night. So what do you do? Okay. You'd like to, but you don't want to rush into things. Besides, he's able to get along with your kids. I couldn't want to do like when it's kind of not a, you're sleeping over of some any kind other thought. Okay. So he has to be able to get along with kids before you guys take it to the next level. How does spending the night? He means spending the night at your house.
My place.
100%. Okay, you think of your baby daddy, that he'd be furious if he found out. That may hurt your chances of working things together and getting back together with your baby daddy. Okay, so you say no. You think absolutely yes. Hi, papa. Your baby daddy wasn't worried about those freaking hoes when he went to the club last weekend. Mm. So you just want revenge and you're like, let's do it. Okay, or the last one, you decide to spend the night with him at his house, but you immediately regret it. You call your baby daddy and you confess everything, then tell him the day after until he accepts your apology. So what do you do?
Me, I have the dick. Izodliwa yibungu lento, guys. Many sevens. So me, I have the dick. I'll think about the repercussions after.
Later.
Later.
Revenge as well. Okay, I'm here for it. There we go. Okay, last one. The way you feel about your baby daddy can be described by the song.
Mm.
He wasn't man enough for me.
We don't.
Toni Braxton or Bonnie and Clyde by Jay-Z and Beyonce. Oh, Shibling. And then we go, I Just Want It to Be Over by Keisha Cole. I think I already know. Another Way to Die, Alicia and Jack White.
I don't know Alicia like and Jack White, but Another Way to Die.
Alicia we Pete. Are Bonnie and Clyde, Beyonce and Jay-Z.
So what's this? I Just Want It to Be Over.
I Just Want It to Be Over.
Mm, feel it. Mm. Okay.
Ha, you were taking answers. So you're going to tell people if I'm a psycho?
Do you think this, I was doing this to exercise my health?
Okay, let's hear it. Am I a psycho baby mama
Which
or not?
Which flavor of love girl can most relate to you? I'm even talking. I'm not serious. Okay, we move. Calculating. Oh my God.
Do you want to know what it baby says? Mama?
It says, it doesn't even say you're a psycho baby mama. It says you're a psycho bitch.
Ha, ha, ha.
Mm-hmm. There goes that. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I lost it.
I'm a psycho bitch, y'all. Don't be having babies with me in jail. Oh, condomize, guys.
I believed in you.
I believed in you, yes. I thought you actually had better answers because the answers I was thinking.
Batum.
I was thinking of the worst.
But anyways, guys, kids don't choose their parents, so choose who you fuck very well.
Oh, man, I wanted to read your results, but now we lost them because I was trying to zoom in.
It's okay. Fine. Next time.
Okay, cool. She don't want us to do that because she like, I'm psycho, but I'm already married.
We're out
of time. Ketile, ketile.
Ketile, ketile.
So it turns out you're a psycho bitch. Welcome to the psycho bitch world.
Psycho witch. Witch, guys. Bitch.
Ariloi. That's all I'm saying. Ariloi.
Ariloi. Ariloi. No witchcraft here.
I don't know where to go to find that.
What do I tell you? Indlu nemoto upromote ushadwe same year zokuloy.
Thank you so much, guys. It's been amazing. This is On The Table. Please, your comments, anything, let us know what you think of the podcast. We really do read them. We love it.
Thank you.
I'm out, guys. Ningpuke, guys. Ningpuke. Ngifuna magig.
Okay.
After COVID, fact, of course.
By the time this comes out, you know, the country will be open again. So please.
So you're telling people that we're in lockdown. Ela flopa guys. Akubeng ghosty.
Bye bye guys.
Bye bye Aisha.
This is On The Table Podcast. On The Table Podcast.